this one really, really depresses me. And by the time we get into it, you will understand why. Because there is no person that comes under what we're talking about this morning that is not going through depression. And my prayer for you this morning is this. If what we're talking about this morning is you, may the Lord release you. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
If what we're talking about this morning affects you, may the Lord release you.
Amen.
It's serious. It's serious. Very serious. Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we'll come to a very serious subject this morning. You called it a common evil. That is, it is everywhere. But we have come this morning to ask for a divine exception. That these that we deal with this morning, if it be present in our lives, you would deliver us in the name of Jesus. Give me the anointing to speak. Give your people the anointing to receive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. I'm reading the first two verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. In fact, I'd like for us to read it together so we can all have a unity of understanding. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. Very troubling passage. I'm troubled by it. There is an evil. Are you ready? All right, after 2, let's go 1, 2. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun. And it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity. And it is an evil disease. Say after me, it shall not be my portion. I didn't hear you. Say, it shall not be my portion. Say, it shall not be my portion. It shall not be my family portion. In the name of Jesus. Imagine this evil described in three ways. Number one, he says, this evil is very common. Very, very common. I was praying with some people this week. And I said, I'm going to be talking on Saturday about a common evil. And I pleaded with them. I said, could we please pray that this common evil will not be common in our lives? It calls it a common. When you say something is common, it's everywhere. That is, you look to your right, you find it. You look to your left, you find it. And I was trying to illustrate this, and you will see what I mean in a minute from the little thoughts that came to my mind. And then it calls it an evil disease. There's a difference between a sickness and a disease. Every sickness is a disease, but not all diseases are sickness. A disease is that which disses your ease. A disease is that which takes your ease away from you. There are people who will get a clean bill of health from a doctor, but they have a disease. They have things that are dissing their ease. Whatever is making your ease uneasy, may the Lord deliver you from it this morning. So he calls this thing a common evil. He calls this thing an evil disease. And then he calls it vanity. What is it? It's in verse 2. It says, a man to whom God hath given riches. Now that makes me happy that God giveth riches. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to be a rich man. I'm sorry to say, oh, you can look at me today, I may be driving an old 2004 Ford F-150 truck, and you think I'm doing delivery work. But you wait when I get into my Dreamliner. You all don't know what is called a Dreamliner. That's the latest airplane that is flying for Boeing. It says God can give to a man what type of riches? Great riches. Great riches. All right? And it can give to a man wealth. Riches here means silver and gold. Wealth means what silver and gold can buy. Houses, cars, whatever you can think of that money can buy. So this man has money. This man has wealth. And the Bible says this man has honor. You know, what I found out is that when you have riches and you have wealth, you also have honor. You show up in some, even if your riches is from 419, even if your riches is from armed robbery, there are people that will see you and they will just be praising you like this. There was one man in my hometown in Africa. This man has money. Hey. He used to drive those Chevrolet, those long American cars with a no cover on their top, convertible, in those days. Way, 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 1970s. And this man will be driving on the streets of my hometown. You know what he will be doing? He will carry money in his hand like this. We used to call him the world is dangerous. He will carry money in his hand like this, and he'll be throwing it. And he'll be throwing it like this. And guess what? We will pursue after the money. We'll be scrambling to pick up the money. And if you pick up the money, you are in trouble. Because if you pick up the money and you spend it, that will decrease you and increase him. But people like that are still praised. They still have honor. But there's something here that troubles me. He says, God giveth. God gave this man riches. He gave this man wealth. He gave this man honor. And the next statement says, so that he wanted nothing for his soul in all that he desired. I pray that this shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. As we close out 2014, I pray for you that God will give you riches. Yeah, look at your amen. If you can't say the amen for yourself, please say it for me. I pray that God will give you riches. I pray that God will give you wealth. I pray that God will give you honor. I pray that you will have no lack. That your soul will want nothing that you desire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now that's the end of my prayer for you. Because the next thing now is the one that troubles me. He hath riches. He has wealth. He has honor. He has everything that his soul desireth. Yet, God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. Ah, this is vanity. This is an evil disease. Say after me, it shall not be my portion. Say it again. Say, it shall not be my portion. Say it one more time. It shall not be my portion. I never ever understood the seriousness of this passage until I began to think about it. And I began to meditate about it. And I began to see the scope and the broadness of this message. When you think about the scope of this message and you apply it broadly, it will drive you to God. It will drive you on your knees. And that's what we are going to do this morning. We are going to cry unto God. You know why? It is possible for God to give somebody something that is good, and yet you cannot enjoy it. It is possible for God to bless somebody with something that is good. This passage is scary. And then God says, okay, take it. It is good. But then he doesn't give him the power to enjoy it. But not only does he not give him the power to enjoy it, he gives somebody else who did not labor for that, who did not pray for that, who did not seek God for that. He gives somebody else the power to enjoy what is meant for you. Say, it shall not be my portion. Hey, it shall not be my portion. It shall never, 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 never be far. It will not be my portion. It will not be my portion. You know what I see here? There are two different types of powers in the world, and you need to pray for both of them. Power to earn and power to eat. You need to pray for the two. Lord, give me money. Lord, bless me financially. Lord, make me financially stable. Lord, increase me. Make me another Abraham. Hold on. That's part one. And when you bless me, Lord, give me power to enjoy it. You can be given the power to hustle. You know what it means to hustle? You can be given the power to hustle. You hustle and get this. You hustle and get that. You hustle and get that. But you are not given the power to harvest. You can be given the power to labor, but you are not given the power to eat the fruit of your labor. After meditating on this passage, I understood why Solomon called it a common evil. You know why? It is so common. I sat down in my office yesterday and I began to think about the commonality of this truth that we are looking at this morning, and I couldn't believe it. It is possible to labor and not enjoy the fruit of your labor. I thought of it, I expanded it, and you know what it did to me? It sobered me up. Countless are those that are married, but they never enjoy their marriage. God gave them the wife. God gave them the husband. They cannot deny it. They have testimonies that show this woman is from God. This man is from God. But that is where it ends. Remember the story I told you when I preached on inner vows? About the man and the woman that got married. And they enjoyed themselves until the man was able to get an admission in London to go to a school. And the wife said, go. I will sell provisions, I will sell sugar, I will sell milk, I will sell tea, and I will send the money to you. And she sent the money looking forward to a better tomorrow. All right? Giving the power to get wealth, giving the power to get money, but not giving the power to eat thereof. In fact, somebody else eats it. Remember the story I told you? After a while, the man found Angelina. Angelina. Sorry, if you're Angelina here, I don't mean you. But he found Angelina in London and got married to Angelina, who just came from nowhere and took the fruit of the labor of a woman, the poor woman who has two girls back in Africa. Say, it shall not be my portion. I said, I looked around and I found that this truth is all over the place. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing, and then he's not given the power to enjoy it, and somebody comes who is a total stranger. Say, I bind all strangers. I didn't hear your binding. Say, I bind all strangers. Say it one more time. Say, I bind all strangers. Now say, I banish all strangers. What belongs to me shall not be your portion. Can I hear an amen to that? Can you just look at this thing from every angle? Have you ever seen many people that go to college but never profit from their 4 years of college? They get a degree, all right, but they never work one day with a degree. Here is somebody who did so well in class. Here is somebody who was a teacher to the teachers. And yet, he graduates or she graduates and she has nothing to show for it. You know, I know two men now. If I think well, I probably will know more than two men who went to medical school. Brilliant. You know how British people call people brilliant? Brilliant. I told you about one of them. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what he does? He cleans offices. I know another one. He lives somewhere in the Midwest. You know what he does? He's a taxi driver. All right? God has given riches. God has given wealth. God has given honor. Everything he needs, he has. But he's not given the power to endure. Say, I receive power this morning. Hey, pray this prayer. Oh. Say, I receive power this morning. Say it again. Say, I receive power this morning to enjoy everything that God has given me and that God will give me in the name of Jesus. Haven't you seen people who train for a competition and never participate in the competition? I've seen football stars who are preparing for a big game, and he's the star of the team, and they are preparing, and a day to the tournament, he breaks his leg. And he comes to the field on a crutch. Or he's in the hospital bed. Eh? Common evil. Common evil. Labor, 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 and there is nothing to show for it. Haven't you seen a bride and a bridegroom? 2 weeks ago, maybe three, one of my children in Nigeria sent me the picture of a wedding that the family attended. And I said, very nice wedding. She said, yeah, we just came back from there. I said, but the woman looks very sad. I said, well, how can someone be the wife on a wedding day at the reception and look like this girl looks? I said, something is wrong with her. She laughed. She said, Daddy, not something is wrong with her. Many things are wrong with her. I said, what happened? She said, they practice for the dance at the reception. In fact, they had a day that they practiced on Friday that this is how we are going to dig it at the reception tomorrow. And guess what? When they left the digits and they were going back home on Friday, Saturday was the reception, they had a car wreck and the leg of the guy broke. Oh, I have the picture if you want to see it. $50 each. I'll let you see it. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I said, no wonder the lady looks like that. She said the lady was in a cart. But the man just sat down like this. He couldn't get up. So when they said, it's time now for the bride and the bridegroom to dance, the guy couldn't get up. He was just moving on his chair like this. When you can dance on the floor, you will not just move on the chair. I didn't hear your amen. When you ought to dance on the floor, the enemy will not make you move on the chair. I said, that was what happened. I said, then what happened? He said, the lady just got there by herself. I was dancing all by herself. You will not dance all by yourself. You will dance with your husband. You will dance with your children. You will dance with all the blessings God has given you. Shout, I receive it! She said it got to a time that the husband got into the music and wanted to get up and dance. The moment he got up, like, he just went down again. Why? A man God has given wealth. God has given money. God has given silver. God has given gold. God has given honor. But God does not give him the power to enjoy. Have you ever seen somebody go for an interview for a manager? For a managerial post? And at the end of the day, they give him the post of a supervisor. That's not what he wanted. But they give that position to somebody else. Your position shall not be given to somebody else. I have seen people, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen people work for 30 years, work for 40 years. Good health, work for 40 years, good health, and then they retire. And the very month that they retire, a terminal sickness comes upon them. Terminal sickness. That the insurance doesn't cover. So what do? The little money they pay them for working for 40 years is what they spend to stay alive for 2 years. And after 2 years, they die. It shall not be your portion. No wonder Solomon said this thing is a common evil. For God to give someone wealth, for God to give someone honor, for God to give someone money, for God to give someone everything their soul desireth, and then they don't have the power. He restrains them from having the power to enjoy that which he gives to them. it shall not be your portion. When I was in Alabama, we used to mingle with people in the military. They have a military base, an Air Force military base that they call Maxwell Air Force Base. A lot of military people came to our church, officers, non-commissioned people, and we used to relate together. I was talking to one of the colonels who was a member of our church, and he said, Olu, he said, you will not believe what happened this week. I said, what? He said there was a 4-star general on base. He said, when you talk about clean, clear minds, he said, that guy, everybody respected his intelligence. He said, Washington will send to him when they have a need and they need someone to help them out. And they were considering him for a cabinet post. And he knew, he was just a, you know, there are people who are just blessed. No wonder he rose in the ranks. And then he got a call to come for an interview. And as he was going for the interview, he had a car wreck. And it destroyed his brain. He said, could you believe it? He has brain damage. All the intelligence, all the understanding. Do you know it's only one moment like that? That everything you've labored for, everything you are proud of, everything everybody is clapping for you for, can just disappear like that. It shall not be my portion. Thank you for saying amen for me. Now, it shall not be your portion. Say, it shall not be my portion. I didn't hear you say, it shall not be my portion. Say it again. Say, it shall not be my portion. A common evil, a common evil, a common evil. This common evil shall not know the door to your house. Haven't you seen people who labor hard to build a big business? Nice business. And you know what happens? Somebody comes and takes over the business. Haven't you seen people? Let me come back to those of us who are here. Because many of us who are here are people who were not born here. We came here looking for a better life. Haven't you seen people who struggle to get visa? Oh, they struggle. I used to have a friend who lived in a dormitory when he was looking for the American visa. He said he would hold on to the to the bed upstairs, not upstairs, in the upper deck. There's one deck and another deck, the type you use in dormitory. He said he would hold on to the top and shake it in the middle of the night. And he would shake the guy who is on top of him until he rolls out of bed. And he would say, what is wrong with you? I am looking for the American visa. He said he will go everywhere, go for prayer here, go for fasting there, go for prayer. What many of us went through to get here is not easy. Many of us paid thousands of local currency in order to get here. And here we are. What do you have to show for it? You've been given the power. The possibility of getting riches is here. Let's be honest with ourselves. The possibility of getting honor is here. The possibility of getting all the good things in life is here. Now we are here. You know what is so bad? People over there think we've got it made. People look at us. That's why they write us stupid letters. Send me $2,000 as if it's on the tree in my backyard. They don't understand. They think $3,000 is like 3,000 local currency. Before you can get $3,000 here, you will sweat. But the Lord will take the sweat away from you. So, we come. God gives us the opportunity. He opens the door for us. But you know what? God can open the door for you to come to America, and you can have nothing to show for it. I'm sorry to say, when the preacher was preaching on Sunday, all I was saying to myself is, God, we need the blessing. We need the blessing. We need the blessing. Do you know, for many of us, we would have been better if we never came here. For many of us. Because many of our equals, many of our contemporaries, they've gone far. Far. When I go back to Africa and I see the people we baptized, when I go back to Africa and I will see the people we taught the basic elements of Christianity, and I see the churches that they pastor, I am ashamed to invite them to come here. So many of us are here, but we have nothing to show for it. Today, it shall change for you in the name of Jesus. Hey, Pastor Gad, I don't know if you remember. Pastor Gad and I were driving one night around 10 p.m. on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. It was in the night. I don't know where we were going. I don't know what we were doing out at 10 p.m. But as we stopped in front of the light, one man just ran to us. One man ran to us and said, "You got a quarter? And Pastor Gad said, "This man is a Ghanaian. So Pastor Gad said, It is here. And the guy replied back in Ghanaian language. I said, "Yay." I said, "This man left Ghana to come and be a beggar in Brooklyn. He got on KLM, or maybe it's Virgin Atlantic, or maybe it's British Airways. God gave him that ability. Those who saw him off were envious of him. They cannot envy him today. Those who saw him were saying, "Wow, I wish I had the chance that this guy had. I wish I had the opportunity that this guy had." He's now homeless. Am I lying? Hold on. Come on here.
You see, this man, he was a businessman. And he do come to New York to sell gold.
Gold.
He has a house in Kumasi. So when he came, their sisters, they went to Voodoo place so that they would take his building. And the sisters are occupied that very building now. And now he said they did a voodoo against him so that he cannot come back. And his eye, everyone is blind in one eye. I don't know if he's alive today.
Turn to somebody and tell them, "I prophesy to you, it shall not be your portion. It shall not happen to you. You will eat the fruit of your labor. In the mighty name of Jesus." Say, "I receive it." God gave him the power. God gave him the power to sell gold. And it will bring gold here. Sell the gold, make money, go back home, build a mansion. And they said, "He will not live in it." So you know what they did? They banished him here. But they did not banish him to Hamptons. They did not banish him to Jamaica estates. They banished him to the streets of Brooklyn. They took one of his eyes away from him, and then he's begging for money. Your end will not be like a beggar. You didn't hear my prayer. I said you will not end up as a beggar. Rather, people will be coming to beg from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout and receive it. I've seen a common evil. I told you this thing depressed me because it's so common. You see it all around. Hey. Have you ever seen that cookie? It's called Famous Amos chocolate chip. God bless you. You like chocolate chip? Chocolate chip. Famous Amos. The story of Famous Amos will make you cry. Because it's exactly what we're talking about. A man that God has given riches. A man that God has given wealth. A man that God has given honor. A man that God has given everything that his heart desireth. But he's not given the power to enjoy it. Whatever you need power to enjoy, may it be released to you in the name of Jesus. Famous Amos was started by a black man. You will accomplish something in this world. His name was Wally Amos. Wally Amos. I like to call him Wally, but he's an American. Wally Amos. Wally Amos was a veteran of the United States Air Force. So when he retired, he decided to go into the movie company and become an agent to sign people for movies. So he was looking for celebrities. "I can sign this celebrity. I can sign this celebrity and make money." You know what Wally did? He said, "You know what? I know these people in Hollywood like cookies. So what I will do with the invitation is I will bake nice cookie and I will mail it with the invitation." And his cookie was finger-licking good. And the celebrities were saying, listen, not only will we come to sign up, we want more packs of cookies. Your cookies are out of this world. He said, really? And then one of them told him, he said, don't be a fool. Go and start a cookie company. He said, I didn't mean that. He said, go and start a cookie company. God gave him power. Wally Amos, a black man like me, he started selling cookies in addition to what he was doing. The first year, my sister, he made $300,000. The first year. How many companies will make $300,000 in 1 year? The second year, he made $1 million. Double, more than double, he got it made. And that was in those days when dollar was dollar. He was a millionaire, a black man. I saw him on TV the other day, I almost cried. Wow, Amos. That's how he came up with Famous Amos. Well, guess what happened? One thing led to another. And it always starts with something. Whatever will start the change of your story for the worse, may it never befall you. Whatever will bring about your downfall. You are famous today, you will not be a non-entity tomorrow. I didn't hear your amen. God will not only give you what you are enjoying now, God will help you to continue to enjoy it forever. In the name of Jesus. And it will not be transferred to another. Guess what happened? One thing led to another. It always starts with one thing. The one thing that will start, that will change your story for the downgrade, may it never befall you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. I said, may it never befall you in the name of Jesus. People see you now, they are happy. People see you now, and they are wishing they would be like you. May that continue to be your portion in the name of Jesus. Other black people will look at Wally and say, wow, in this society full of white people, this guy can walk into any white community and they will clear the road for him as a black man. But one thing led to another. And Mr. Amos did not sell the cookie company. He lost it. He lost it and went back to zero level. You know what my prayer for you is? The level God has taken you from, may the enemy not put you back there in the name of Jesus. You don't understand what I mean by level. You don't understand what I mean by... There is a level God has put you. Regardless of how poor you say you are, there is a level that you are right now. There's a level that... You may say, oh no, things are not okay with me. Things... One of my nephews, is it my nephew? The son of your brother is your nephew, right? Have you? The son of your brother is your nephew. Okay. One of my nephews, I was reading what he had on his WhatsApp yesterday, and it really touched my heart. He said, we are not as rich as we want to be yet. But thank God, we are not as poor as we used to be. Can I hear an amen to that? We are not as rich as we want to be yet, but we are not as poor as we used to be. I say everybody has level. My prayer for you is whatever level that you are in, the ladder of God will take you higher. You didn't hear my prayer. I said the ladder of God will take you higher. There are some of you now, there are some conveniences you have. You cannot afford to go lower. By the grace of God, you will not go lower. Every plan to make you go lower shall catch fire. Every power to downgrade you shall catch fire. That is how this man lost everything. A company came and took it over. And he got not one penny for labor of many, many, many years. They took it from him. And then they sold it to another company. But you know what they did? They still kept the name. Famous Amos. Okay, they sold it to another company. They also kept the name. Famous Amos. That's what I mean. God gives you health. God gives you wealth. God gives you honor. God gives you everything that you desire. But he doesn't give you the power to enjoy it. Not only does he not give you power to enjoy it, somebody else who wasn't there when you were staying up for 24 hours comes and takes you. Ah, those who are looking to take your position, they shall not prosper. You didn't hear what I said. I said they shall not prosper. Those who are fighting hard, they are lobbying, they are going to the offices of people, they are meeting after the office hours, they are having meetings in secret calls in places, and they are saying, we will get him down, we will get him down. In the name of Jesus, they shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, they shall not prosper. The world is a useless world. The world is a useless world. This man went to Ghana. I went to Ghana with his American passport. He did everything he wanted to do there. But there were some people who are angry that he lives in America. So they planned. Didn't they plan? They planned that they will detain him in Ghana. Mysteriously, the passport got missing. Looked everywhere, got missing. And you know what? The day he was to travel was a public holiday. So he was stranded. So they thought. But if God doesn't make you stranded, you will not be stranded. I want to prophesy to you, nobody will make you stranded. No power will make you stranded. No power will tie you down. No power will reduce you to their own level. Shout, I receive it! Hey! 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 Look, if you have green card, walk fast. Tell the yes to go fast. Go and get your American passport. Because you will need it. You may need it. If this man went with his green card, the green card will have turned to blue card by now. You know what he did? It was a day when the American embassy was closed. I love this country. They respect their citizens. He just made a call. There's an off-duty hour call number. He called. What happened? My passport is missing, and I have to travel. And you know what he said? Oh, we are closed. But for our citizens, we go any length to make sure they are not stranded. Come to the embassy. There is a door nobody knows. Come through that door and come inside. We will, hey, come on, help me, praise God. Help me, praise God. God will help you. I said, God will help you. Your enemies were rejoicing. Because they must have seen it that your passport is lost. And they were, hey, you can have your seat. They must have been rejoicing that, yeah. This man will go back to the farm. He'll go back to the farm. His back cannot hoe. His back cannot plant pepper or maize or granite. They have been looking at you. Your skin, it looks so fresh. When mosquito bite him, and he has bumps all over his face, you will know that those of us who are here, we are not suffering for nothing. That was what they planned. But while they were planning that, he was walking into the American embassy. And they were saying, how are you, sir? It's good to see you. Sorry about the unfortunate incident, but our citizens don't get stranded. No. Let me tell you something. Not only is he an American citizen, he's a citizen of the heavenly kingdom. And the citizens of the heavenly kingdom, they never get stranded. I don't know what you are planning for me, but I'm a citizen of the heavenly kingdom. And wherever I go, I never get stranded. In the name of Jesus, say, I shall not be stranded. Say, I will not be stranded. Say, I must not be stranded. Now shall fire. Hey, you know what? The plan never changed. Their plan was that the ticket he has, he will never use it. But the same ticket he had was the same ticket he used. They gave him the right to travel. And the very day he wanted to go was what he went. No plan was changed. They wanted to change your plan, but they did not succeed. Every plan to change your plan shall collide with fire. Every plan to change the plan of God for your life. Whatever you plan, you will execute the plan. When you want to go, you will go. When you want to come, you will come. When you want to move, you will move. Nobody will determine your movement. Nobody will determine how you will go. Shout out. Hallelujah. That's how the man stepped on the plane. And he said, Accra. Wow. my enemies. Bah. And the thief who stole the passport, bah, you will never be able to use it. You will say bye-bye to Satan. You will say bye-bye to poverty. You will say bye-bye to trouble. You will say bye-bye to those who are looking down on you. Shout, I receive it! I receive it. I receive it. It's only if I am not a citizen of the heavenly kingdom. Because everything you steal from me, there is a backup. I don't know what they have stolen from you. Don't worry about it. Let me tell somebody, don't worry about what they stole. Don't worry about what they stole. There is a backup. There is a replacement. In the name of Jesus. If God has to walk over time to replace what they took, if God has to let you come through the back door to replace what they took, God will do it. God shall do it. God must do it. Say, I love Jesus. Hey, I love Jesus. Rise up on your feet. I've not finished preaching, but I have to stop here. Just help me thank God for Jesus today. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. Ah, I give you glory. Hey, I give you honor. Oh, I give you dominion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We shall not be stranded. We will not be stranded. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me give him praise. Help me give him glory. Help me give him honor. Help me give him dominion. Their plan is a failure. Did you hear what I said? Their plan is a failure. They said you will not take off, but you are going to take off. They said you will not leave, but you are going to leave. They said it will not be executed, but it shall be executed. Help me give him praise. Help me give him glory. Help me give him honor. They will not determine how your life will be. They will not determine how things will go. They will not determine. Let them tie black and white together in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. Oh, Lord, I give you glory. Oh, Lord, I give you honor. Please help me praise him. Please help me praise him. Please help me praise him. When you got Jesus on the inside and you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, nobody can stop you. I am unstoppable. I want to say, Lord, I thank you because I am unstoppable. Thank you for the anointing of unstoppability that is upon my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, praise him. We are going to pray, but I want us to praise him a little bit. Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise. They think they have me tied down, but I'm about to fly, ladies and gentlemen. They stole something, but they don't know that God has a replacement for that something they stole. I don't know what they stole from you, but don't cry because of it. I don't know what they took away from you, but if you are a child of God, I said if you are a child of God, there is always a way of escape. You will escape this thing, or you will escape it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You will escape it. Just give him praise. Just give him glory. Just give him honor. Just give him majesty. Bless his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The common evil. Common evil. Common evil. Common evil. Common evil. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everybody say uncommon protection. I didn't hear you say uncommon protection. Say, my Father, my Father. Say, give me uncommon protection from every common evil. Open your mouth and pray that one in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you this morning, oh God, give me uncommon protection from every common evil in the name of Jesus. Father, give me uncommon protection from every common evil, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give me uncommon protection from every common evil. This evil is common. This disease is common. But God will give you uncommon protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, give me uncommon protection from every common evil in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that every evil that is affecting everybody else, somehow you will be protected. On your job, you'll be protected. In your hometown, you'll be protected. In your family, you'll be protected. Your children, wherever they are, sometimes when they are under you, they are under your protection. But even when they leave, they will be under the protection of the Almighty God. I want you to to pray. Me and my house, me and my wife, me and my husband, me and my children, my entire house, we come under your protection from every common evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, give me uncommon protection from every common evil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give me uncommon protection from every common evil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's make a decree this afternoon. Let's make a decree this morning. Say, I decree. Say, I decree. I shall eat the fruit of my labors, whether the devil likes it or not. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I shall eat the fruit of my labors in the name of Jesus. I shall eat the fruit of my labors. That is my decree. My labor in my marriage, I shall eat the fruit of it. My labor in my business, I shall eat the fruit of it. I shall not be like famous Amos. The name is still existing, but it does not belong to him. Can you imagine how sad he will be when he walks into the grocery and will say, I used to have this. This used to belong to me, but somebody has took it from me. I will eat the fruit of my labor in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. I will not labor loss. I will not labor for nothing. I will not labor for nothing. I will eat the fruit of my labor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will not eat the fruit of my labor. I will not eat the fruit. I will eat the fruit of my labor. The enemy will not eat the fruit of my labor in the name of Jesus. I will be the one that will eat the fruit of my labor. The enemy will not eat the fruit of my labors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, I want you to pray, oh, that you will eat the fruit of your labor. You will not go to medical school and end up being a taxi driver. You will not go to medical school and end up cleaning the offices of other doctors. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I will not labor for nothing. Come on, open your mouth and talk to the Lord this morning. Come on, open your mouth and talk to the Lord this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall eat the fruit of my labors. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Let's make two or three more decrees. Say, I decree. Please make this decree so and it shall be established. Say, I decree. Other people will not take my place at the time of celebration. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Other people will not take my place at the time of my celebration. In the name of Jesus. Other people will not represent me at the time I'm supposed to be celebrating. I will not be missing, oh, when I'm supposed to celebrate. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will not be looking for me on the day of celebration. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray, 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 pray. Oh Lord, others will not take my place at the time of celebration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Others will not take my place at the time of celebration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Others will not take my place at the time of celebration. In the name of Jesus. I will not be missing. In the name of Jesus. I will not prepare for a celebration. And then others will take my place at the celebration. In the name of Jesus, it shall not be my portion. It shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I decree. Oh, come on. You will decree and it shall be established. Say, I decree. I will not cook and not taste of the food. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I will not cook and then other people will have to eat the food. I reject that in the name of Jesus. What I cook, I will eat. In the name of Jesus. Every plan to make you lose your appetite for the food that you have prepared, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. I will not cook and end up not tasting the food that I prepare. I reject that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, do it, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. We are making some decrees. We are making some, this is personal blessing. You are blessing yourself. Then at the end, I will bless all of you. And it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Say, I decree. I shall have power to be blessed and power to enjoy the blessing. I told you it's two things. You can be blessed, but you may not enjoy the blessing. You can hustle, but you may not harvest. You can labor, you may not enjoy the fruit. You will have the double in the name of Jesus. Say, I decree in the name of Jesus, I shall have the power to be blessed and the power to enjoy the blessing. I receive it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the power to be blessed. I receive the power to enjoy the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive the power to be blessed and I receive the power to enjoy the blessing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I receive the power to be blessed and I receive the power to enjoy the blessing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I receive the power to be blessed and I receive the power to enjoy the blessing. Come on, come on, come on, come on. The year is closing. You must receive the power to be blessed and the power to retain the blessing. It shall be your portion this year in the name of Jesus. So 2015 will be a year of operating in the blessings of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I shall have power to be blessed. I receive power to be blessed. I receive power to enjoy the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say manipulation. Oh, come on. Say manipulation of profitless labor. Every manipulation of profitless labor in my life, catch fire. Pray, Father God, I decree right now that every manipulation of profitless labor, I labor, nothing to show for it. Every manipulation of profitless labor, I command you to catch fire and be gone from my life. Catch fire and be gone from my life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, no manipulation of profitless labor shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus, manipulation of profitless labor, I command you to catch fire. We have 5 more minutes. Every manipulation of profitless labor, I command you to catch fire in my life. I command you to catch fire in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every manipulation of profitless labor, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, by the power of the living God, I receive an upgrade and not a downgrade in my life. Open your mouth and make that decree in the name of Jesus. By the power of the living God, I receive an upgrade, not a downgrade in the name of Jesus. I receive an upgrade, not a downgrade in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive an upgrade, not a downgrade in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive an upgrade and not a downgrade in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive an upgrade. Hey. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I told you, famous, there was one thing that led to another. I want you to pray this afternoon. I'm just remembering a friend of mine in this city. God gave him honor. God gave him wealth. God gave him everything his heart desired. Africans looked at him and said, wow, this boy is blessed. You know what? He's in prison right now. Downgraded. Turn to somebody, you will not end up in prison. You know what I want you to do for me? Whichever way you want to step, step it. Whether to the left or whether to the right, as you pray this prayer. Say, I step away from everything that will lead to my downgrade in the name of Jesus. Say, I step away from you in the name of Jesus. Whatever will lead to my downgrade in life, I step away from you in the name of Jesus. My star will continue to shine in the name of Jesus. I step away from everything in the name of Jesus that will lead to my downgrade in the name of Jesus. I step away from everything that will lead to my downfall in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You know what they call America? The land of what? Opportunity. That's what they call this country. Land of opportunity. For the most part, you don't need to bribe anyone to become a director. God can give it to you. For the most part, you don't need to bribe anyone to buy a house in the Hamptons. Land of opportunity. The windows of heaven will open right now. In the land, in this land of opportunity, I want you to decree that opportunities galore will become your portion from today, and that you will receive it, you will walk in it, you will prosper in it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and fire prayer. Father God, this is land of opportunity. In the name of Jesus, I decree, O Lord, in this country, opportunities on the job, opportunities in my business, opportunities in my school, land of opportunity. I will become anything and everything in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will rise. I will rise in Jesus' name we pray. And you don't understand what I'm saying. Miss Rice, Condoleezza, Candy Rice. What did she become? Secretary of State. Where is she from? Alabama. Jamaica. Parents are from Jamaica. All you Jamaicans here, you will become Secretary of State. What about that man? Connor Power. Connor Power is from where? I'm a Jamaican from today. I'm a Jamaican. Yeah, man. And what is it about these Jamaicans? They have just been blessed in America. Wherever you are from, you will be recognized. There are many people that are high up in this country. When you hear their accents, there was one man that was working for Reagan. Whether he was Secretary of State, whether he was, who was that man, that white man? Kissinger. Who said it? Hey, Baba, you know me. Kissinger is from what? He's from Germany. He would be talking like this. He has accent. And what was he? Was he the Secretary of State or what? Kissinger. He came here. His accent never changed. Don't ever think your accent will stand in your way. In fact, they will hear your accent, they will say, that's the one we want. In the See, many of us look at ourselves. This my accent will not let me make it. This my accent will not let me make it. Your accent is what God will look at and help you to make it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I receive it. You know what? I'm even tired of trying to speak like an American. I'm tired of it. Many times we try to speak like American, we speak Portuguese. Tired of it. One lady looked at me in the bank this week. She said, I said, no, I know you are having problem. Say, yeah, I don't want to destroy the name. How do I say it? I say, even if I tell you how to say it, you will not know how to say it. And then I say, you know what? I will just change my name to Mike Jones. So it will be easy. She said, no. So don't change your name to Mike Jones. I said, keep your name. So that when your name is known, your name will stand out. I said, I receive. You'll be seen on the news. Look at this preacher. Who is that preacher? Benny Hinn. That's a preacher in America. Have you heard his accent lately? All of you that are in the prayer line, I say, hey, that's my village boy. But he's making it in ministry. Highland Avenue, Highland Church. I don't think the man is American. It's a Guyanese. Elder Maurice, there is hope for you in the name of Jesus. Say accent or no accent. Say accent or no accent. In this country, I shall be a success. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Accent or no accent. In this country, I shall be a success. In the mighty name of Jesus. Grammar or no grammar. In this country, I shall be a success. Come on, open your mouth. When God blesses you, your accent cannot stop you. When God blesses you, nothing can stand in your way. You will be known like Kissinger. You will be known like Condoleezza Rice. In the mighty name of Jesus. They were not born here. They were not raised here. You can hear their accent. But God raised them up. God picked them out. God picked Kissinger out and made him the Secretary of State. I know you may not become the president, but you can be anything you can be. And you will be everything God wants you to be. Say, I'm going further. I'm going higher. I'm going higher in the name of Jesus. My position shall not be given to another. I will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. My family name will be heard all over this country in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing. Lord, open the anointing of opportunity for me. Open the anointing of success for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, pray. We're about to close now. We're about to close now. We're about to close now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, pray. I receive the anointing of success. Pray. Success that no one can destroy. Success that no one can stand against. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I want you to pray. This prayer is a funny prayer. We just want to pray for our enemies. See, all of you that are waiting to take my place, you will wait in vain. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. All of you that are waiting to take my place, all of you that are waiting to take my place, there may be people in the family waiting to take your place. There may be people on the job waiting to take your place. There may be people on the street waiting to take your place. There may be people in the family waiting to take your place. They will wait and wait and wait in vain. They will wait. They will not prosper. They will not prosper. Because my labor, no one shall inherit. In the name of Jesus. Pray and talk to the Lord this morning that those who are waiting to take your position, those who are waiting to take your place, those who are waiting to snatch, will God give him place? God gave it to you. Nothing will take it away from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing shall take it away from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing shall take your position away from you. Nothing shall take your position away from you. Nothing shall take your position away from you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, I want you to pray. Put your hand on your heart and say after me, say, Father, I pray for myself. Help me not to do anything that will make you to walk against me. Just pray that prayer. Father, help me. Help me. Just touch my heart. Whatever I will do that will make you to give all that you have given me to somebody else. Whatever step I will take that will make you to transfer what belongs to me to somebody else. Father! Hey! Let me not do it. 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 In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. We learned yesterday, last Sunday. If you were not here last Sunday, go and get the tape. I love that message so much. In fact, I prepared that message myself and added to it. Prepared it. The blessing. When you go to church, don't leave until we say the grace. The blessing. The blessing is so important. What that pastor brought out, I preached that passage before. I preached on Rebecca Hart. Powerful message. But the one he brought just made me say, God, this is another revelation. If you are not your deputy, very powerful message. And I looked at it. Do you know you never went to the temple back in those days? told him in Numbers chapter 6. He said, when they're about to leave, bless them. I said, may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his countenance to shine upon you. That's the blessing. That is the blessing. I want to pronounce the blessing on you this morning. And the blessing that I pronounce on you shall be established. You know, from now on, when I see anybody who is higher than me in anointing, I will kneel before them. And I'll say, pronounce a blessing on me. I wish my father and my mother were still alive. I'll go to Africa, I will have gone to them. We say they are witches and let them pray witches' prayer. Bless me. Maybe I came out of them. Bless me. Bless me. You are blessed this morning. I want you to stretch out your hand as if you are receiving something. The blessing I pronounce on you this morning is from the Bible. It's not even from my head. And because it is the Bible, it shall be established. In the name of Jesus. I bless you this afternoon. I said, I bless you this morning. You will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. From today, you will begin to see results. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree for you that riches, wealth, honor, and everything that your heart desires shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you this afternoon as I bless you. God will not take away from you the power to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Your children are the fruits of your labor. You will not know their burial ground. In the name of Jesus, before your very own eyes, you will see them do wonders. You will see them do exploits. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, whoever they are, wherever they are hiding, counting days, counting weeks, for when you will be downgraded, so they can take your position, I decree that fire will separate you from them. In the name of Jesus, those with jealous eyes, those with envious eyes, those with covetous eyes, that are after your God-given blessing, I pronounce blindness upon them in the name of Jesus. Your friends that you think are friends but are actually enemies. They come and visit you at home, but they're actually after your husband. They come and visit you at home, but they're actually after your wife. They send you greeting cards, but they're actually after your position on the job. I decree the power of God will cripple them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are after your position in the office, they say, how can a black woman have this position? A black woman that does not even speak good English. How can she come here and take this kind of place from us? I decree, because of the way they have thought, may God promote you more in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hatred for you, because you are not from America, every hatred for you because you are an immigrant, I decree the blessing of Abraham will be upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. As Joseph rose in the land of Egypt and there was nothing anybody could do about it, I decree a spring will come under your feet and you will spring up and spring up and spring up and spring up far above those who are born here in the name of Jesus Christ. And when it is all said and done, you will go back to your country. And people will look at you. And they will say, ah, this America that you went really prospered you. You came across the river with a staff. But you will go back with abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you according to the book of Isaiah. You will build houses and you will live inside the houses. You will plant vineyards and you will eat the fruit of the vineyards in the name of Jesus. You will not build and another shall inhabit. You will not plant and another shall eat. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the days of a tree, so shall your days be in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall cut you down. Nothing shall cut your children down. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you, oh, because in America we labor too much. Hey, we labor too much. You will not labor in vain. I said you will not labor in vain. From today, fruit. May you begin to see the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. You will not bring forth in trouble. Your children, you will look at your children and you will be happy. You will look at your children and you will give glory to God. You will look at your children and you will give honor to God. Wherever you are struggling right now, I decree that the God of December will turn it around for you in the name of Jesus. December is the end of the year. I decree that the God of December will bring an end to all your struggles and sorrows in the name of Jesus. Your story must turn around. Your story must turn around for the better, for the better, for the better. That is the blessing I pronounce on you as a servant of the living God. And it is established in the name of the Father. It is established in the name of the Son. It is established in the name of the Holy Ghost. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, help me give him praise. Elder Maurice, help me give him glory. Help me give him honor. Help me give him dominion. Come on, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. I said praise him. Don't get tired of praising him. Glory to God. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated. The common evil is gone from you. You have an uncommon anointing and uncommon blessing. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and we bless you, Lord, that the common evil is gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you're God Almighty, that you will see us through, you will provide for us, and you will lift us up high in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you. We thank you that we have received that which you have given to us this day. Lord, let us walk with it. Let us live it. Let us not look back, but let us look forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you. For as we go this day, go with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's prepare for our tithes, our offering, please. Please, and don't forget tomorrow that we do have a wonderful service which begins 9 o'clock in the morning. We have prayer. 9:30, we have Sunday school, and at 10:30, we have our worship service. So please come on out. Reminder for those who have made a pledge and who are supposed to bring their monies in, so please just come on up with it. How many of you were here during our Thanksgiving service? Our Thanksgiving celebration a few weeks ago. How many of you were here? Did you notice what a wonderful singing